You're listening to SBS News.
The COVID-19 Delta global surge is forcing authorities to rethink their strategies to deal with the variant. Israel's Health Minister Nitzan Horowitz has received his third dose of Pfizer, a booster shot that's being offered in the nation to fully vaccinated people over the age of 50. Despite this third layer of protection, authorities in Israel are still recording one of the world's highest infection rates, nearly 650 new daily cases per million people. Israel's medical centres are now preparing for a rise in hospitalisations, despite having fully vaccinated nearly 80% of those 12 and over. The president of Jerusalem's Shaiya Zedek Hospital, Jonathan Halevy, says he hopes a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine will help slow the trend.
We are preparing to absorb and to receive more patients that are suffering from COVID. If I try to analyze the national situation, yes, the numbers are increasing. Every day we see a higher number of people who are verified with COVID. The number of severely affected by COVID and those on respirators also rises, but much slower. In my opinion, the 29 general hospitals in Israel that have COVID departments could absorb many more patients that are going to these hospitals today.
Israel is the first country to offer a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine to its citizens on a wide scale. Professor Halevy says it will bring change.
The fact that close to 1 million people got the third vaccine, that it was released for all those over 50 a few days ago, over 2 weeks ago for all those over 60. It was also released to all medical staff above 30. That will bring the change. If the change, and by change I mean flattening of the curve or even declining numbers, that really depends on the rate of vaccination.
The third dose is a controversial next step, considering many densely populated developing countries still haven't secured the first round doses they need. In Nigeria, a nation of more than 210 million people, only 1.23% of the population is fully vaccinated. A sharp rise in infection rates is being driven by the Delta variant. Authorities are now set to receive 4 million doses of Moderna donated by the United States and expect a delivery of more than 29 million Johnson & Johnson doses purchased by the government through the African Union. Chikwe Ikweazu, Director General of the Nigeria Centre for Disease Control, says hospitals are filling up fast.
We'll depend on an incredible group of Nigerians that have been working hard for the last 18 months to deliver vaccines, to test people, to do contact tracing, to treat individuals. Our treatment centers are filling up again. Healthcare workers are working through the night, every day, making sure they serve Nigerians.
In the United States, infections are rising in what's known as the Bible Belt, the socially conservative Christian majority in the southeast of the country. Religious leaders are hesitant to speak out against misinformation, despite the Delta variant sweeping through the community. Pastor Tony Spell of the Life Tabernacle Church regularly posts his disagreement with the government mandates on social media and YouTube.
For the past 18 months, the United States of America has forced compliance upon American citizens, all stemming from an antichrist spirit that is so anti-God they would close our churches down. We refuse to comply with you.
But Dr. Danny Avula of the Richmond City and Henrico County Health Departments says black pastors are willing to get vaccinated and spread the word to others.
In the African-American community, people just felt it really. They were proximal to the devastation that COVID caused, and they knew somebody in their family or in their congregation who had been hospitalized or had passed away. So by the time we got to availability of vaccines, the black pastors were all on board.
Meanwhile, in China, authorities are looking to fuse traditional Chinese medicine with Western medicine to counter a surge in the country's east. Information from the Jiangsu Provincial Health Commission suggests more than 60 recovered, locally transmitted COVID-19 patients have been discharged from hospitals since July 20th. Zhang Zongdi, a member of the Joint Epidemic Prevention and Control Mechanism Expert Group of the State Council, says drawing on strong points from both schools of medicine gives doctors more than double the clinical effect. Mr. Zhang says an increasing number of people are being discharged. However, high-risk patients, including those over the age of 70, are still less likely to recover. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.